Here we are with stories and stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller from Minneapolis. Well, last week, me and Juliet Silvers, a good friend of mine, were together on KFAI, telling stories and conversation and stuff like that. And, boy, was it cold in the studio, too. Of course, it was a lot colder outside. I think 20 below or something like that. And that's not counting the chill factor. Yeah, Minnesota's the land of cold winters and warm hearts. But at the end of the program, the engineer told me that the next programmer was late. Could I tell another story? So I started one, and I got just to the part where the lady jumped out of her van and said, "It's huge and has big claws." And lo and behold, the programmer came in. What had happened was downstairs the clock was a half hour off, and he thought he was early and had another half hour to go. And somebody came down and told him that his program was already supposed to start. So he ran up there, and so I stopped the story right at that point, and I said, "Well, for those that didn't hear it on the radio, they can always call stories and stuff, and I'll do it this week." We were coming from Orono, one of the western suburbs, actually from the playgroup over there that I'd go to every Tuesday. Me and Edna was driving me home in her van, and we were still in the western suburbs. I was kind of thinking about the report that had been in the paper of a mountain lion that was loose sighted in the western suburbs. You know, they're pretty dangerous, actually, when cornered. I guess they can kill an adult. But we were in the van. But all of a sudden, Edna stopped. The van slammed on the brakes, kind of stopped suddenly, opened the door, jumped out, and as she jumped out and said, "Oh, my gosh, it's huge and has big claws." And I didn't know if it was a mountain lion, a puma, a cougar, a catamount, or any of those other names for the same animal. They're all the same animal, actually, I think. But anyway, whatever it was, I visualized that it's pretty vicious out there. Not only a mountain lion, but evidently a huge one with big claws, ready to scratch or eat. Well, I figured Edna would be back. I wondered what she was going to do. I mean, why did she just call the animal control or something? But she's kind of impulsive sometimes, you know. And so she jumped out of the van and was gone, just like that. Those animals, they can grab you by the neck and your whole head, they can put in their mouth and shake your neck till it breaks and you don't live through it and stuff like that. So the longer she went, the scarier I got. But I figured she'd be back not too long from now. Well, I at least closed the door. She had left the door wide open. She was so excited. Well, I would be too, I guess, if I saw something like that running around out there with big claws. But she was gone and gone and gone. And I started visualizing that thing, you know, where she was caught so fast that she couldn't scream. And she was out there. I didn't hear a sound. Nothing. It was very quiet. But those animals, they stalk. I at least closed the door thinking it would, you know, I didn't know if it would want to come to me after it had eaten her or not, but I didn't want to take a chance. I closed the door and rolled the windows up. I didn't know if it could stick its head in or what, or would smell me and kind of put a blanket around me. I don't know if that would help or not. I didn't know whether to blow the horn and alert somebody or not. That might scare it if, like, it was stalking her and creeping up or something. So I didn't know what to do. I kept visualizing her out there in trouble, somewhere maybe. "Edna, Edna, Edna, why did you jump out?" Well, as I got a little scared, I started thinking of all the times we were, you know, with Edna and the great soap slide when she surprised us and poured a bunch of dish soap on the floor, and we were sort of sliding around so much, so slippery, sort of playing bumper car, and the time she bought beds and put them in the playgroup and said, "Now, there's rules about these beds. Do you know what rules are?" And the kids said very sadly, "Yes." Well, the rules are these beds are for jumping. Let the jumping begin. And the kid started jumping, and I said, gosh, there'll never be another lady like that. And I started to cry. Oh, Edna, why did you do it? Why did you jump out? Thing huge with big claws. I waited. I locked, made sure the doors were locked. I don't know why, as if an animal could get the doors open. But finally, there was a knock on the door. Joy Bubbles, you locked the door. I found this, and she started to say something, and then she saw me crying in there. And I opened the door for her, and she said, What's wrong? And she held me, and I told her, and, you know, I was starting to talk, and she said, it's a wonderful, wonderful big bathtub. It's just huge and double size, and it didn't make any sense. She was, like, talking gibberish, something about a bathtub or something. I couldn't even understand her because I was so in the throes of being so relieved that she was back. And then suddenly I remembered, oh, you mean one of those claw foot bathtubs with the big claws on it? You mean all this time you were looking at a bathtub? I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I think I first started, we held each other and I just started crying before I could laugh. But as the minutes went on, I said, well, let me get out and look at that thing. I guess those claws aren't near as dangerous as I thought. I told her about how I visualized her being eaten and stuff, and you know, that bathtub was about as wide as mine is long. It really was huge. There was tons of plants growing in it, and she was so excited. She said, oh, I've got the women coming. They said I could have it. The lady said I could have this thing if I just replanted all of her plants in this new fiberglass thing, and the women are coming, and they're going to help me plant. And then she'd say, oh, Joy Bubbles, I'm so, so sorry. I didn't even think. I just didn't even think about you not seeing the bathtub out there, you know, and sometimes I forget that, you know, you're blind and couldn't know that I was talking about a bathtub. Oh, I'm so sorry. And but I got out there when the new fiberglass thing came and kind of dug in the dirt a little bit, and she was showing me how to plant some of the plants, and we got that all done. And those bathtubs are heavy when they're that big out of cast iron. We had a ramp and everything, and all of us, all seven of us or so, kind of guided it up into the van. And we just barely made it to the refurbisher place. He was about to close. Boy, was he excited. Wow, that's a beaut. I'll have that thing looking like new, he said. And he was practically jumping for joy just to see a big old bathtub like that. And he had to, you know, to fix the plumbing and everything and had it all ready. A couple weeks, Edna called me in the morning. Joy Bubbles, I tested it last night. Nobody's been in it yet to take a bath. I figured, you know, to make it up to you, why don't you come and be the first one? And so she picked me up, and we went out to her house, to that big, big tub. And she had some lots and lots and lots of warm water in it. She put essences and herbs and energy in it. She even sung some special blessing song to the water for me. And there was about three or four boxes of bathtub toys in there. And she said, I'm going to go down and write a grant for somebody, some kind of big, long bunch of papers to ask for money for something nonprofit. And she said, I'll be up in 2 hours. Well, I played and I sang in there and bounced and floated and splashed and soaked, and it was wonderful. In a few minutes, she was back, and I said, gosh, back so soon? And she thought I was being sarcastic, because she said, well, I'm sorry, I forgot about you. And I said, no, you just, seems like it's only been a few minutes. She said, would you believe it's been 3 hours and I've got lunch on? No, it couldn't possibly be 3 hours. But it was. So I've heard that there's two kinds of time. One is chronos, like the minutes measured on a clock, you know, and the other is kairos, kind of the time that flows, or circular time, kind of the time you don't measure by minutes and seconds. And I got to thinking, hey, you know, I experienced both of those times when she was gone for those few minutes negotiating about the bathtub, and I thought she had been eaten by that big cat. That seemed forever and ever and ever. That's chronos. And the other time, kairos, is when I was in the bathtub for a few minutes, and it turned out that was 3 hours. Isn't time a funny thing? Oh, and I was so scared of those claws that probably haven't moved for 50 or 60 years, and I doubt that bathtub ever ate anybody like that wild mountain lion might have. And all that scared for nothing. Well, anyway, Edna moved to California in 94, took that bathtub with her, but I'll never forget it, especially that first bath in it. So that's where I was on the radio when I said it's huge and has big claws, and the other man came to do his program. And I promised I would finish that story on here. Gee, and I did. Well, next week there'll be another story. Take care of yourself, take care of each other, and find some time to play. And if you're outside, watch out for those big things that are huge and have big claws, okay? Even if they are bathtubs, you might bump your leg on one or something. They're kind of hurt if you run your knee into it. Edna knows because she did one day. Talk to you next time. Bye for now.
At the tone, please.